What's up, besties, and welcome to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. I am joined, as always, by Mr. Craig Conover and Mr. Nick Norris. Craig seems to be sitting on Paige's couch. Yeah. Are you in New York, Craig? Yep. Yeah. And I'm sitting in my office here in Charleston, and we all know where Nick is. He's sitting over a pot still, making a nice piping batch of moonshine.
Yeah, we never really know where he is, but somewhere he's doing that.
What's up, guys? How are we doing? We are growing ever closer to Christmas, and oh my God, it's the 18th. Christmas is officially 1 week today. So, I mean, I guess that the very first thing that I want to ask is, how is everyone's Christmas shopping going? You know, do you have any last minute gifts that you got to grab, Craig and or Nick? What's the Christmas update?
I'm in a better place this year than I think I ever have, honestly. This is still pretty early for me. Even if I started today, like a week before Christmas, it would be earlier than most years.
Yeah.
I'm really excited because I came up with a present for my dad that I never know what to get him.
Oh, man, shopping for dads are tough.
So
you would think it wouldn't be, but.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't listen to this. I don't think he does. I mean, they would if they knew where it was. I don't even know if my parents know we have a podcast.
No, they know. They know.
Yeah, they know because of the tour. My dad is on a really good softball team. They play in like the grand majors or whatever, like the old guys leagues.
Nice.
And you know, it's always awesome when someone shows up with like a sick bat, because it's just not something that you like buy on your own, but it's cool to have one. And so I was like, you know what? I'll buy my dad like the best softball bat I can find for him and his team. Cause like, I just don't think it's something that he would buy. You know, he's like, whatever, that's cool, but like I can hit the ball just as well with another one. So one of the guys, Brian Sneed from Hope for the Warriors, they're like World Series champions in softball. And I texted him and I was like, hey, what's the best softball bat? So I got my dad a softball bat.
That's something that I was not on my bingo card for Craig to buy for his dad for Christmas. Nick, any like off the wall gifts that you've had to buy, or you know, what percentage of Christmas shopping, you know, done are you?
I'm 95% done, but I got to get my sister one more thing and probably my dad one more thing, because I had to do something fun for that, because I ended up just getting him like a Manscaped beard trimmer, because he keeps saying he needs a good beard trimmer. So yeah, I was just like, okay, that's easy. But my middle sister, she's the toughest to shop for, because she's like, I just get everything for myself. I'm just like, no,
well,
I need to get something.
Well, I mean, that's what happens, right? So my dad, I remember, you know, 1 year I was like, all right, I'm not buying him like, you know, the Fitbit, and like, I'm not going to buy him this, and I'm not going to buy him that, because if he needs it and he wants it, then, you know, he'll buy it like himself, which he always does. And so I went with almost like a gaggy gift, you know, Christmas, and he basically ended up regifting them all to me. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do here, Dad. So, buying gifts.
You regifted your gift to you?
Like, for instance, I got him like a Caddyshack ornament a couple years ago. It's it was with Rodney Dangerfield, and you press the button and certain phrases, you know, it's like, come on, while we're young, and things like that. And I was like, oh, you know, that'd be funny to put on the tree. And the next year he gave it to me. I mean, not as like a gift, but he was like, hey, Austin, like, I think that, you know, you should take this home for your tree. And I was like, okay, Dad, like, why did I even try? So, I mean, obviously, Nick, do not make this portion of the podcast our clip that you post. But I'm trying to buy my dad like experiences, you know, and things that force us to be together. So I'm not going to say what, you know, it is, just, you know, for fear of it, you know, my sister hearing about it or something, which is
fine. I thought you already told us on here.
No.
Did I?
Is it the Across the Coast?
Yes.
The
other coast? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Did I already say it? Yeah. So,
you talked
like,
about it on here.
But now that I've done that, right? So basically he's going to open like an envelope, right? And I feel bad, man, because Christmas is supposed to be like, you know, it's about watching the other person, you know, and open up some gifts, no matter how big or small that they are.
You get him like a dozen Pro V1s and put the envelope with that or something then.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I got the,
yeah, I
got
I don't
the emblem of the golf ball. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I got my
mom
the emblem of the golf ball.
She'll always have like a new collectible that she likes. Like it used to be Longenberger, which was like a big company that made baskets and pottery. Now it's Mackenzie Childs, and Mackenzie Childs always has like new stuff. So it's like a kitchen company.
Did you get Christopher?
That's the tough one. I haven't got him anything yet. So
it's always tough.
Yeah, it's not like, so Christopher likes like nice, like Christopher likes and would never buy for himself like dressier clothes. So like, I remember getting him like a cool pea coat one year and I saw him wear it like all the fucking time. So I think I'm going to get him sneakers, like some cool Nikes. I think he likes that, but maybe like a cool coat or two. Or something like that.
Yeah,
that's what
dude,
I.
That's a good idea, man.
We used to get each other like, yeah, we used to get each other sunglasses.
I mean,
and hats. So like gear, like swag. I'm gonna try to get
giving your siblings gifts is always better than your parents doing it, because you know what you would wear and like you know what they would wear or think was cool and something that your parents wouldn't think of to gift, because you know. Try as they might, you know, my mom's like, oh, here's that sweater. I'm like, okay, mom, thanks. But you and Katie will gift me like, you know, dope ass shoes and things like that too. Katie makes just like a detailed list of what she wants. And on one hand, it's awesome. And on the other hand, it's like, oh, well now like you've taken away all of the intrigue of, you know, what I'm going to give you.
So, my brother makes a list for my parents. It's basically like a shopping list, but like yeah. To him, that's like wonderful. And for my mom, it makes her life so easy. She's completely given up on me because I haven't asked for anything in probably 8 years.
Yeah,
just
my
because
mom's
like
me on the phone because of that.
Yeah. And so I was like, it's just fun when you like shop for me, mom. And like, it is what it is. Like just whatever you find me.
I mean, that's actually what I do as well. I don't, you know, ask for anything in specific, right? Cause I'm like, well, I feel bad if I'm going to ask you for like, I don't know, like a pair of headphones or something, you know, it's expensive. And I'm like, you know, whatever, mom, it's always good. But this year, I actually, throughout the year, I probably began to make a list in like, you know, June of just like random shit, you know, random shit. And so when she finally asked me like a couple of weeks ago, I pulled it up and I was like, this list is so dumb that I have made, you know, throughout the year. Cause I was like, all right, let's see what Austin's put on his list throughout the year. So I told I told her a couple things. Well, a couple pictures that I've had kind of just been lying around. She like loves to get things framed. You know, she always gives me like a framed picture of the family or framed picture of me and my sister. And so I gave her a couple other things to get framed. You know, I just gave it to her a while back and then it'll just pop up on Christmas morning kind of thing. Let's see what else I have on my list.
See,
I have a list for everyone else. See, I have a list, you know, for everyone else, and like I'm crossing it off as I went. I put the noise canceling Bose headphones because I bought it for Katie last year, and she wears it like, you know, every single day. And I know that you love yours, Craig, and I need those for the airplane. I have a couple of framed posters. Me and the fam went to Moulin Rouge when we were in Paris, and we bought the like, you know, souvenir pamphlet. And so I think that my mom's going to get that framed. I want a drink tray for my bar, you know, just random things like that. Just random things.
I asked, my list for Paige is a little better. I forget. I asked for, she was like, just ask for something. So I said, okay, an espresso maker is what I really want. That's like my big, like, that's
like a
what
fancy
I'm
one, like a
Yeah, not a built-in because you have to like build it in when you're building your house, but like a pretty, well, the one that she wouldn't mind being on our counter. But like I even at her, she thinks it's so funny. At the apartment building here, I go downstairs and make an espresso in the little like coffee station that they have in the lobby. And I'm just really into espresso and lattes. Always into amenities. But Jerry and Alexis had one that they got for their wedding. And it was so simple and easy. And I was like, this is sick. So I want that. And I want a cologne. Like I want a fan. Like I want to graduate from my college cologne into an adult cologne.
The thing with cologne for me, I have five freaking bottles upstairs, Craig. Five bottles. And I don't think that I'll ever go through it all. I mean, if I put on like a nice outfit, like a, you know, like it's one spritz, right? And like I walk through it. And man, cologne just lasts me a lifetime. It lasts me
a lifetime. See, I like them. And we give so many hugs out and meet so many people that I always want to smell good. I used to put on cologne wrong. I didn't learn until like, so you're supposed to put it on your bare skin when you get out of the shower. I used to put it on my clothes. Like I would put it right here. Wesley at Thanksgiving had this like Tom Ford. So Wesley's one of our old producers. Tom Ford. And he's like, Craig, you should definitely use this. So he brought it downstairs and like we tried it out and it like just wasn't a fit, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm asking for that.
What did it smell like, Craig? Did like it smell like an old, you know, distinguished gentleman from London?
It was too, I think the consensus was it was a little too feminine for me. Mm. Like it
see,
just
see, that's shocking because, you know, like, I mean, yeah, that's shocking. No offense. It's hard. No, but like it's I feel like, you know, feminine. That would be like your bread and butter is like a yeah.
It just didn't smell like me. Like whatever it was. So, yeah. It's because I've always used Victoria's Secret which what? People think is fun. Like I've always used Victoria's Secret for him. Talk like about... they make him a male cologne. Very sexy for him.
It smells wonderful.
It's so old that it's discontinued now. I got like,
dude, yeah. Cologne, man. Cologne.
But I go through them.
But that's not tough. That's not tough. So, man. I mean, so, I'm sure that Paige is on the case.
Well, hopefully she's actually like put some. So I have her presence taken care of. She was the first. She was easier because I like write it down.
Not the Johnny Cash. Not the Johnny Cash. Picture all over again. That's still the best. I mean, dude, I'm not gonna lie, man. That was thoughtful. Like it really was, you know.
There has to be an equivalent this year, though, of like something random that she asked for in the year. I do have to get another Johnny Cash, and then
let's making see, my a dad, list, my mom, man. My brother making a list throughout the year is really, really helpful for me. Actually, like I began to make this list. In the summertime. And then when I finally began to look at it, like Thanksgiving, I was like, oh, perfect. I can knock out this and this.
Christopher actually likes sewing down south stuff. And I'm like, dude, you can have whatever you want, but he will not ask me for stuff. So
yeah, I'm going to give my mom and sister some stuff from STS. I have some candles already for them. I always give them your candles for Christmas.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Let's talk about microdosing. You know that just right feeling when your body and mind are really at peace? Like after a workout or a nice long shower where you're relaxed, focused, and a little energized, being in the zone? Well, microdosing can help you get into that zone easier and stay there longer.
Honestly, Craig, I wasn't big into eating like a whole bunch of milligrams of something because it makes me too. So I like to microdose, like very tiny. It really, really does help to take the edge off. I mean, anxiety, just, being inside my own head with all these thoughts and all the things that are happening and it's a tough season. So microdosing for me has been very, very, helpful. It helps me to take off the edge, not to mention it helps me to fall asleep and to stay asleep rather than, waking up with those like intrusive thoughts. It helps me to just sleep well and comfortably.
To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use code PILLOWSANDBEER to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Again, that's microdose.com, microdose.com, code PILLOWSANDBEER. Microdose.com, code PILLOWSANDBEER for 30% off and free shipping.
What's up, besties, and welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer.
Nick, what are you giving your family?
I don't know. I just go out and buy a bunch of stuff. I bought my mom four things that she probably won't like because she's the worst to shop for. My sister's, she asked for like
four things that she probably won't like.
I brought my sister like some like coffee maker stuff because she's got like a small apartment and she wanted something different, I guess. So I got her some coffee and, you know, makeup, that kind of thing. And then the other sister, a book, and then I got to figure out what to get her. She's impossible. I might just go to like get her like a comfy like lounge set or something.
Well, when you say makeup and that kind of thing, I mean, I hope that you know what you were doing because you don't just like buy random ass makeup for people.
I went to Sephora and I literally talked to everyone at the store and I got her like some nice, she's a climber. So I got her some nice like moisturizing for her hands and stuff.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. Nice. Okay. Well, that's nice because
it's just such a random thing. I love that you have a sister who's a climber.
Big time, big rock climber.
I mean, yeah. Which goes to the fact that you live somewhere in the mountains.
And she's in Chattanooga.
She has to climb up to the still that you guys have. Still.
She has to climb up to the pot still to check on the batch of shine.
Dude, make the girl thing is tough. So I went a little overboard with. I went to Gwen's and they always have the wish list on the tree, so you can adopt like people for Christmas. And I pulled three of them because I thought they were only one sheet, but they were actually like three sheets. So like my church used to do it, so you can adopt a child for like Christmas or something. Uh-huh. So I pulled three. Of course, by the time I like looked at them to get excited for shopping, it was like the due date's December 13th. And I was reading them on December 13th. And I was like, well, Hayward, I need you to call someone and be like, we are going to take care of these people, but it will not be for a couple of days. And I didn't realize that this year they're doing it with hospice. So it's like the kid's first year without after losing a parent. So obviously I was like on the plane and I was like, I'm buying you everything. Like I'm fucking the one girl has like an hour and a half bus ride every morning and is cold and was asking for like mittens for the bus. And I was like, I'm buying you everything. But there's a point to this. But they wanted like makeup and jewelry and stuff. So fortunately Paige helped me. But with Amazon, you can buy anything and it just gets shipped right to your door or Target pickup. But I saw that one of you shares an Amazon account with.
Yes, our family has a sole Amazon account just because it's easier that way.
Me too, by the way.
It's just like you can't buy gifts off of it because everybody knows what's getting delivered.
How do you buy toys on Amazon if you guys all share an account?
Don't do that. I've already loaded up on that. I don't need that.
Don't do that.
You have to go buy your sex toys in person.
I've always wanted to go to one of those stores. I've never been to an actual like
toy really
store. No,
they're awesome.
The one here is called Ultimate Bliss.
Amazon's the biggest sex store in the world, but you'd have to get your
own with your parents or on your sisters.
Yeah. Wait, man. We had someone on here send us Craig a whole bunch of sex toys. Remember? Dude, I got a box with like, you know, eight things in it, but that was back when we first began the podcast.
It sat in my living room for a while.
And then I
in my like giveaway pile.
Yeah. You're like, hey, would you like a Suction Master 3000?
I think you can hide orders and stuff, but it's tough because I used to have an account with my family too, and I don't anymore.
I have a share account.
You guys are in your 30s. You know that, right?
I'm 29, by the way, Craig.
Yeah, well, aren't you on the family plan, Craig? Don't you shame me.
You're bitching about your brother throwing you off the phone plan.
Yeah,
that's a little different than Amazon.
What? How is that different?
Why would I get my own when Wendy's got one?
Who all out there shares an Amazon Prime account with their family?
I bet lots and lots of people. I mean, you only need one to be, you know, Amazon Prime, and then you have the Prime Video. And kind of like you said, which you're the one that told me this, that rather than renting the movie, you should buy the movie, because when you buy the movie on Amazon Prime, then the whole family has it. And so that's right. Like what we are. So we're all logged in on one. And yes, when something gets ordered, yeah, shit, I hope Kitty didn't see what I ordered her.
I think
that she would have said something.
Dude, so finally trying to get into the holiday spirit, which, guys, this is shows you how weird life is. I remember one time, like in college, the big thing was like, imagine one day when Craig's like a pothead and fat. Like all my college friends, all they wanted was for me one day to get fat, you know, yeah. For like me to show up at a reunion and be like, oh, look at Craig, he got fat. He's a pothead now. Point of that is, who thought we'd get to a December in our lives where I wasn't in the Christmas spirit and wasn't watching movies? And I don't understand this feeling. I'm with you, Craig. I don't get it. But like, I have a 6.5 hour flight today, and I'm like, I should watch Christmas movies. Like, being in the airport makes me feel Christmassy, but the New York airports aren't that decorated. But like, we watched Daddy's Home 2. That was our Christmas movie.
Rate that out of 10 right now, Craig.
For me?
Yeah.
Like 6 to 7.
Really? You gave it a 7?
I was going to give it a 6.5 to 7.
You know that our good friend, Dulane Craig, he reached out to me the other day. And he said, thanks a lot, man. And I said, what? And he said, because of what you and Craig talked about on Pillows and Beer, I just had to watch the worst Christmas movie ever. And I was like, what, man? What was it? And he was like, fucking Candy Cane Lane, man. And I was like, whoa. And I was like, but what I said was that Candy Cane Lane was better than The Christmas Switch. And then he was like, I don't know, man, but man, whatever that I just watched was not good. And I just started laughing out loud. I was like, I'm sorry for all those dudes out there who were just forced to watch a subpar Christmas movie. But I mean, it's Christmas. Like, you know, you kind of just watch
things to get
you in
the
cheer.
Did I tell you we watched The Family Stone because I thought it was a different movie and I had no idea what was coming for me? And Paige the whole time was like, I'm really surprised that you actually watched
this
movie,
too.
Craig.
That is not a Craig movie.
She fast forward through one of the sad parts, I guess, when I was in the bathroom.
like, that is like a Love Actually kind of movie, you know. Yeah. There's like a lot of things going on, and not all of it's happy. That's for sure.
Well, which I was proud of myself at the end that I got through it. I thought it was the movie where the mom and the daughter have the same bully. Like the daughter's bully is dating her brother when she comes home for Christmas, and that girl's mom comes to visit too and is bored. Right. What movie is that?
I don't remember. Nick, you want to do a quick little Google search? I just made someone watch Die Hard for the first time, and I know that's been like a funny little debate that's happened throughout the years, where it's even made it to like our parents' age, Craig, where my dad asked me one year, he was like, do you think that Die Hard is a Christmas movie? And so it was playing last night and we watched Die Hard. And I mean, that's a pretty good poll. Nick, what do you think? Is it a Christmas movie or not?
It is a movie that takes place around Christmas. So yes, it is a Christmas movie.
It is a movie that takes place around Christmas. I mean, at a Christmas party, but it is it's an action movie.
Yeah,
I am going to say there are lots of Christmas decorations, but I mean, as much as like, I want to be like a man's man on this one and be like, hell yeah, man, Die Hard's a Christmas movie, I am going to say, no, it is not a Christmas movie.
I don't think I've ever watched it start to finish.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a classic.
I did watch Fred Claus though, because Fred Claus I really like.
Okay. Rate it.
Oh, that's an 8 for me.
Yeah, that's an 8 for me too. I'm a fan of Fred Claus because the ending, when he finally talks to Kevin Spacey, Four-Eyed Clyde, like, it gets me every time. I'm like, the magic of Santa.
Yeah, God,
man, I've been in the Christmas mood, man, since the day after Thanksgiving, Craig. And
I think it's just because I'm on the move. I haven't.
You've been particularly on the move.
And surprisingly, New York isn't as decorated as you'd think. I did get to go by like the Saks Fifth Avenue and Dior like pop up, which was cool. Like I drove by it, but
are you going to go to the tree at all or no? Like that's just not a thing that you even want to be, you know, near.
No, Christian. Well, my brother and his fiance were here the other day, but we didn't get a chance to see him for one reason or the other. But I walked by it when it first went up during the day a long time ago, but like 2 weeks ago or something.
A long time ago.
I like Bryant Park, but
jeez, Craig, man, you are not in the spirit. You are not in the spirit. What are you gonna do on this flight today? I like really want you to watch, like, I don't know, man, The Holiday and like Miracle on 34th or like whatever your favorite movies are.
Yeah, I know. I have to. Because then I think when I land in Delaware, I will be, but that's only gives me a couple days to celebrate. I always, like I said, I always wanted to be the guy that traveled during the holidays, and now I don't. Like, I did it. I did it, and now, yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
But it's okay. While I try to find my heart that's missing, let's take a quick commercial break. Welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer. I'm joined with Austin Kroll, Nick Norris. Go to www.pillowsandbeer.com for last minute tickets to our live tour, which is selling out all over the Northeast. It's a good currently.
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. Good call on that, Nick.
20% off. Let's do 20% off all of our merch. That would be cool. I think we should do that. I was in the warehouse the other day and we have a lot of it. So sorry. Okay. So I was looking up at the TV because Charleston's on national news for all of the flooding, which we could talk about. But I just looked up it. I've got the Today Show on because Paige is on the Today Show this morning.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
Is she on there right now?
In like 10 minutes, 20, 15 minutes.
What's she talking about?
She's doing style, outfits and style and stuff for like holiday parties.
Damn.
Sorry, but they were showing a clip of Biden walking out of this building and they said, "Biden, how do you feel about the polls showing, you know, Trump doing this or this or this?" And he took, or like leading in the polls, and he took a second and he just looked at him. He said, "Polls are wrong," or like, "The polls are wrong, buddy," and got in his car. And I just wasn't expecting that at all. I just think the political world is like more, it's basically the new Bravo.
You see, he got hit by a car today.
No, he didn't get hit by a car.
The limo got hit by a car.
No, his freaking motorcade. A car hit another vehicle in his motorcade.
They don't know for sure.
I tried to, you know, discern that part, Craig, and I think that it was not on purpose, you know, because the guy's hands in the car were like, "Whoa, oh shit."
Can you imagine calling your insurance company and going, "You hit who?"
No, I mean, imagine trying not to get shot in that moment.
No, definitely. Right. I mean, the dude's lucky that he didn't get, you know, lit up like a Christmas tree. Merry Christmas.
When you see that clip, like completely bipartisan, it's just how we would have reacted in college. Being like, "How do you feel that Sig Epps leading in the polls? Polls are bullshit, buddy."
Polls are wrong, pal.
Yeah, polls are wrong, pal.
Why don't you say it's my face, guy?
Were you there in Charleston for the flooding?
Yeah, I mean, if any of the besties out there are aware of the Charleston floods that happened yesterday, I mean, it's kind of like a common occurrence here in Charleston. So every time that it rains heavily, it floods. But this flood was, I mean, I think that I saw something where, like, in some areas it was like 9.6 feet of, you know, water.
It's the fourth highest tide in history.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So so my house is up and it does not flood up here, but if like you walk on my front porch and look right, I mean, there was like, you know, 3.5 feet of water. And I mean, cars were going crazy. And it made me laugh a little bit because I was looking at it. And I just watched that movie with Julia Roberts that just came out on Netflix about our, you know, society crumbling because of, anyways, I'm not going to get on that tangent, but I kind of saw it.
Oh my gosh. The trailer is a little scary.
Yeah. You should watch it. I mean, basically what you find. Yeah. So
it's because when I walked in the room and saw the trailer, I was like, this is basically what's happening right now.
No. Well, that's why it's going to happen. That's why it's terrifying, Craig. Cause I was like, holy shit. Like, this is going to happen. And like the underlying message is that if you cyber attack a country that is already so fucking divided, then the country will just, you know, tear itself apart from, you know, the inside. And then they're
just
like,
read Day After Tomorrow. Yes. It's what it's all about.
And so basically that's like the premise of the movie is that, you know, there are people that are like, oh man, it's the Chinese, you know? And then other people are like, no, it's not. It's, you know, man, the, you know, Middle East. And basically like, they're trying to make us just divide ourselves. And that is exactly what happens to you. People just go into panic and pandemonium and the country just divides itself.
A big country has to do is shut down our infrastructure and we will turn on ourselves.
And we will turn on ourselves.
So that's what the movie is about.
And yes. And I look outside and these cars just ran freaking honking at each other. And man, one car's like, I'm trying to back up because I'm not driving through there. And then, you know, the car behind him is like, just drive through, pussy. And you're like, oh my God. And so people like are backing up. And then the car that said, just drive through, got stuck in the middle of the water. And I was like, that is instant karma. And then I sent you the video, Craig, of a truck having to go in slowly and push him through and pushed another guy through. And cars were just even turning around and honking at each other all day. And I'm like, this is from one road being shut down, like, and already people are like, you know, yelling at each other, fucking turning on each other. I mean, imagine if our internet and cable and all those things like were knocked out, and then flyers were littered along, you know, the east side of Charleston with like, you mean Chinese stuff, and on the west side of Charleston with, you know, like Iranian, you know, fucking jihad. And then it's like, oh man, it's all ending. And that's literally, it would not take much, and it terrified me. I was like,
so
is this could happen.
Yeah, I saw people are driving like the wrong way on the bridges.
Exactly, and, dude. They just made it up too. They're like, well, I think that we're going to go the wrong way on the bridge because this side's flooded. You're like, no one said that you could do that.
Well, that's because you get to that point. Oh, I'm not asking for permission anymore. I'm just going to do it. And wait, so when that family shows up and they say like, I live here, why did both families think that they lived in that house?
No. Julia Roberts' family was renting the house. They like rented it on.
Yeah, it was an Airbnb. You know,
Airbnb. Oh. And then the family that showed up was like, we were at the opera and then there were blackouts. So rather than going to our apartment in the city, we decided to come out here in the country until we figure out what's going on. And then you kind of find out later on that like he has some more knowledge on it. And then, yeah, you know, so Julie Roberts is obviously like, you know, I mean, she's very wary. She's like, what the hell is going on? And then, you know, you kind of learn more and more and more. And then you're like, when it's done, you're like, holy shit, this is going to happen in like 6 months.
Yeah. Should I watch it on the plane or will I get too fired up?
No, watch a Christmas movie, Craig.
No, Craig, I think that you should watch it. I think that you should watch it, but then go right into a Christmas movie.
Okay.
That's what I think should happen. All right. I don't have much time, so.
Yeah, I think we're, why don't you just read one question and we'll do it and then close out.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. This is a good one. What is the best way to tell my dad that I hate his girlfriend? They've probably been dating 6 or 7 months now. The best way to describe her would be the girlfriend in the parent trap. She's youngish, rich, snobby, and attractive. Unfortunately, I do not have a newfound twin to torture her with my mom. And my mom has been remarried for 10 years now. So no reset up either. So what should I do? Because she absolutely sucks. Oh, and my dad turned me onto the podcast. So I hope he knows I am talking about him.
That's amazing.
Wow. That was like a Lindsay Lohan-ish move in the new age. We're going to turn our like dad on to the podcast and let him
dad hear. On one instance, shout out for being just an animal. I can picture, I have a friend like this, and a friend's dad is just like this, and he dates half his age, and I have a feeling that anything that you tell your dad, he would not be surprised to hear. I don't think he probably thinks that you love his new girlfriend.
What was the girl's name? I'm trying to find the girl's name. The actress's name is Elaine Hendricks, but the woman, because I swear that I just saw something where it was like justice for, right? And it was like, she's just like a young hot girl who's like trying to marry this guy that owns, you know, this vineyard. And then these two little girls just get in her way, and it's fucking unfair.
Wasn't it Meredith?
Meredith Blake. And I feel like there was recently, you know, in the past 5 or so years, like a thing that was going around where it was like justice for Meredith Blake. It was like, she didn't do anything wrong. She was just trying to marry this fucking handsome dude who owns a vineyard. And then these two, you know, little girls just ruin her plans.
I would say just guy to guy, like you take them golfing or something and be like, look, man, like I love you to death. And I getting to the age where I want to spend more and more time with you, but I have to tell you my feelings on this, and like, take it or leave it. Like, it's not going to ruin our relationship. At least I hope it doesn't, but I at least have to get this off my chest. Like, I don't like this girl. She sucks. And
I just reread the question, and we don't know if the question is written by a male or female.
Paige said, cut to Austin having that convo with Craig one day. Later today. Verbatim. Craig, oh. I really don't want this to get in the way of us, but I hate your girlfriend.
So, buddy. No.
This is the parent trap situation. But they've been dating for 7 months. Be like, okay. Hey, I thought this was just going to be a fun thing for you, but now she's like, looks like she's not going anywhere, and I just want you to know that I do not like her, but
yeah,
she stops being a bitch, maybe.
I wonder how old that the person who wrote in the question is. Because yeah,
I'm gonna say college. I'm
just curious.
Yeah, but it was a DM. I wasn't an email. I have to go back and find it.
I think that it's very important, and I feel like, geez, I mean, it's your dad, right? You know, which means that like you have to see this woman all the time. And like, it's a big part of your life on Christmas and your birthdays and all of, you know, the holidays and family gatherings. And that's huge. But this also goes for anyone out there who has just like a best friend that is about to, you know, like is dating a guy that, you know, they hate or something. It's like, I don't know when the best time is, but like it, like something should be said at, you know, some point, and you don't have to blurt it out, you know, drunkenly and be like, your boyfriend sucks. But like something should be said at some point, like, hey, dad, I mean, this is really going to like affect our relationship because I'm not going to want to spend as much time with you if you're dating this girl that I cannot stand. And that is such a powerful thing, I feel like, for a father to hear. Of course, I'm not a father, so. But I feel like if I had a daughter and she said that, or a son, and I'd be like, damn, well, I can't date you if you don't like, or like, yeah, if my kid doesn't like you, like that is a non-starter. So say you.
Well said, Austin. Rip. Make sure to pick up some Trop Hop, especially those new box sets for your holiday parties, or just a, you know, general Tuesday afternoon watching Tuesday night football. What did you see online? Someone was like, babe, I'm skipping Tuesday night football to take you on a date. And oh, she like, right. She was like, this is the sweetest thing that you've ever done. So pick up Trop Hop anywhere it's found, pick up some Sewing Down South gear either at the store or online, check out posingbeer.com for some tickets to our live show and some 20% off our merch. And Nick, what's your website again?
HawkeyeOutdoorLiving.com.
For all your fire needs. Till later in the week, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.